Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Borg is here. Yeah, I know. I'm excited, too. Tom's back. President of Tom Borg Consulting. He's one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust. He's an author of Making Service Count, also True Small Brilliance, Small Business Brilliance, and he's our good friend, Tom Borg. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
Did I miss anything? Is there a book out there I didn't notice? Or
no, my latest book is True Small Business Brilliance. So yeah,
right. Check that out. That's wherever books are sold. Okay, so the thing that I think that makes small business owners the most brilliant, and where they provide the best example of what I call special sauce, is the way they love up customers, where they take care of customers.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Absolutely. And one of the things I want to talk about today is the fact that we have an actual cycle of service, as Ron Zemke and Carl Albrecht authored that.
Ron Zemke. Have you and I talked about Ron Zemke before?
We have not.
Ron Zemke was a friend of mine.
Is that right?
Okay. Ron Zemke's gone, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. He's been gone, 5 or 6 years, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
And I hope you don't mind me stopping for just a minute.
No, let's talk.
Ron was a member of my Brain Trust for a long time, and he got sick. He had cancer, and he wasn't on for a while. He was off the show for maybe a year or so. And so we got him back on, and then I called him myself, just check on him. And to see, hey, how you feel about coming back on the show? This was like in April.
Okay.
I forgot exactly what year. He said, sure, I'll do your show. So he did it. And
wow.
I found out that at that time that he had just gotten a relapse. And within 30 days, he died. I mean, he did my show.
Wow.
Even though he was that sick. And I'm so happy to say that, folks, if you want to listen to Ron Zemke's brilliance, you can still do it on my website. Just go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, type in Ron Zemke, Z-E-M-K-E, is that right? Am I spelling it right?
Yeah, that's right. That's
and,
how you spell.
And type that in, and you can find all the stuff there. Anyway, I'm sorry. I just had to give a little bit of love to our old buddy Ron Zemke.
Oh, yeah, Ron's a good guy.
He touched a lot of people. He partnered with a lot of people. He shared his wisdom with a lot of people.
He sure did. Sure did.
So anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to derail you there.
That's all good. And that's where this concept comes from. That's this business of the cycle of service. So what small business owners have such a wonderful opportunity is to really look at what is it that their customers or clients are actually experiencing in that cycle when they do business with their small business. So what I always tell my clients is get out of your shop, get out into the street and get in your car and drive into the parking lot where your business is at and actually look at what everyone else is looking at before they come into your business.
Don't come in the back door, come in the front door.
Actually, I did a program some years ago, and I had a clothing store owner, a men's clothing store, and he went back and said, I'm going to try what you just said. So that's exactly what he was doing, Jim. He was going in the back door all the time to get to his store. So he said, I'm going back. He went through the front door. He noticed the door needed some paint. It looked a little old. It needed to be refurbished. He needed a new welcome mat. I mean, the windows weren't as clean as they should have been. So, yeah, we have to take a look at it from the perspective of our customers and clients. So that's the first thing, the cycle of service.
Well, let me just say one thing.
Sure.
When you come in the back door, the only expectations you have is will the key work, will the lights come on, and how many fires am I going to have to put out?
Yeah.
When you walk in the front door as a customer, those are com- those are 180 degree completely different expectations.
And
when you walk in a front door like that, you start thinking like a customer. You quit thinking like an owner.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, you see things from a different perspective completely. You know, you're looking at everything that customer is going to be noticing, and whether it be the cleanliness of your lobby area.
Also, how quickly does someone greet you, and how do they greet you, and how helpful are they? All right, what else? I got give me a quick tip before we go to a break.
Well, I think one of the main things too is to walk in the shoes of your client, and that might be walking in the front door of your business. It might just be going and visiting your website and looking at what they see the first time they go. So those are two quick tips.
Good ones. Let's talk about that some more after this break with our good buddy Tom Borg. I need your website, Tom.
It's TomBorgConsulting.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're going to be right back with Tom Borg. I'm Jim Blasingame. 2012, stay with us.
My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.